What?
The show is called It's Whatever. Welcome back to the show, guys. It is the 23rd episode.
And we got the intro right.
And we finally 23 episodes ready and finally got the intro ready. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen in the next 23
episodes
because we can only go up from here.
Yeah.
I actually heard Ellen was doing a spoof with previous president Barack Obama's,
really?
And she was like, you know, their campaign was when they go low,
we go high. Yeah.
So Ellen was like, when they go low, we get high.
Oh wow. Yeah. Charlamagne says, when they go low, you take it right to the floor with them.
So I thought that was really crazy. Hey guys, you want to follow us on social media? This is where you can find us.
You can find us on at Fido Baker and at KG the one with two underscores. On Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, anyway.
That's it, man.
That's it.
Have you changed your your handle? Is it?
No, not yet.
It's gonna be such.
I don't have time.
It's gonna be such a mission because it's not like you change one and everything just changes.
What do you mean?
You know that you're gonna have to like get it approved on Twitter, then get it approved on Facebook.
You know why I'm kind of like also a bit iffy on it? Because I can't change the PSN one.
Okay.
You only get one change, and I changed it once.
And also, like, what if KG, the one with two underscores, is already taken on Twitter?
No way.
And then you've got to, be like KG, the one with two underscores, 17. Or like...
Yo, dude, there's a guy who actually made it. He's called Bogey2957 or something like that on YouTube. That's his name. And like he's like the most famous Bogey, basically.
Yeah. So wait, as in there's 249.
Yeah, people with the word Bogey. And like he had the word Bogey as his name.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know. I'm just like, I get so frustrated if I'm trying to sign up for something and they're like, that name's already taken.
Yeah, man. Like, all creativity leaves, bro.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, in the world, obviously there's more than one Dave. So
but
Dave beats
there
me.
There is one thing that is irritating amongst everything.
Yeah.
Right? When you want to log into something.
Yeah.
And then, like, it says forgot password.
Right? Yep.
And then you press forgot password or whatever, right? And then you enter the password that you thought it was.
Yeah.
And it says that password has already been used.
Yeah, it's already been used or it can't be set. I'm just like, I don't get it.
That's the
second annoyance for me is confirmation emails.
Yeah.
Understand the security
it
provides. However, there's nothing more irritating like signing up for something. Mm. Wanting to start using it, and then you first got to go find the confirmation email. You know, I actually had... Here's the one issue I did have with Spotify.
Mm.
I had signed in with my PlayStation.
Yes.
Because it wasn't something that I was using. I don't even know why
I
was on Spotify on my PlayStation in the first place.
That's actually really good on the PlayStation.
Yeah, but I, for some reason, I probably registered there or something.
Yeah.
And then, when I tried to get it on my phone...
Yeah.
I don't know if there was like now conflicting interests between logging in.
That's messed up.
And every time they'd be like, they sent me a confirmation email. I'd get these confirmation emails, but even if I click it, it would just take me to this random screen because I think now, because I was signed in on one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know like what the heck was going on, but like it just wasn't
working.
A great experience.
Hey, man.
If you guys have a business, maybe you're thinking of starting a business, you have a current business, you want to take it to the next level, our show is sponsored by TaylorMade Designs.
Yep.
You can hit them up, hello@taylormadedesigns.co.za. They'll hook you up with graphic design, web design. You want to host, find a host for your website.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Do some rebranding, do some branding, get a logo design. You need a logo.
I think, yeah, exactly. At the bare minimum.
Yeah.
You need a strong brand. If you want to succeed, if you want to have a business that succeeds in this day and age, you need a strong
brand. So the good news is that if you guys are a first-time customer and if you contact them and use the promo code whatever, they will give you
30% off.
30% off your initial design work. And then if you are a returning client, they'll give you
5%
off. Now, TaylorMade Designs for this week only, they're running a package available for $4.99. They'll do social media flyers, logo design, flyer design, a pull-up banner, an email signature, and it's a limited offer which ends on the 5th of July. Amen. So you don't have a lot of time. However, that $4.99 for all of those things,
that's insane, man.
That's insane.
And if you use the code whatever, you're paying like $100.
I did not work that out.
Like around $100, $150. That's insane.
Hey, someone needs to like pick up the phone right now.
Yeah, I'm saying. That's
know.
I'm saying.
Even if you don't, because you know you don't have to, like you don't have to know exactly what it is you want right now, but you can buy the package.
Yeah.
And use it.
I think
you've kind of got everything figured out because unless you've been working on your plans or your business already established, I mean, who knows what everything. I mean, we try to. Trying to build or building our brand for the Whatever podcast.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's kind of, it was week into week into week.
Yeah, of course.
Into week. With the stuff that we brought. How did your mock board exam go?
It went well. It went well. But it was grueling, bro.
Yeah.
It was grueling, I won't lie. Like 8 hour writing an hour test for an exam for 8 hours straight. It's not child's play.
After the podcast recording last week, we're talking about what snack options you were gonna.
Yeah.
Because that for me was so important. Like that was the part I was most invested into.
I'm so ashamed. Like yo, I spent so much money on snacks.
What did you do?
Oh, I spent around.
Wait, did you go straight to Woolies when you left here?
Yes.
Yeah.
When was it? Was on Friday. Yes, Friday. Definitely. I went straight to Woolies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a lot of things, bro. I got a ton of stuff. I got Gotham.
Let me just tell everyone. So the plan was I suggested because you were writing from 8 until 4.
Yeah, from I got there at 7, I left at 4, yeah.
So my suggestion was that you should have gotten some breakfast stuff.
Yes.
Like I said, a fruit bowl and some yogurt.
I did get that.
And then I said that then you should get like some mints that you can like chew on during the exam.
But I didn't get mints, but I got sweets.
Yeah. And then I was like, and then lunchtime, because you're allowed to like run out quickly, you could have something for lunch. And then if you eat lunchtime, you don't necessarily have to eat at 4 because you can eat supper again later.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can't, like, I mean, you can go and buy something, but then that's like an hour that you're taking off of your test.
Yeah.
So I just got a sandwich and I got a salad also.
So did you, how many things did you get?
I got a lot.
So you got sweets, you got biltong, you got a salad.
I got pork biltong. I didn't know that was a thing, but it's a thing.
Wait. You're talking about pork biltong in terms of like, it is a, like a tour.
Yeah.
Okay, get you.
Yeah.
Because I thought it would be really weird if it's like, you know, like a.
Biltong.
Actually, I don't know the difference. I know like, for me, there's like two types. There's like the tour kind.
Yeah.
And then there's other.
And what do you mean?
The other is like the dried like steak.
Yeah.
Type. And then they cut that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's not other. It's biltong.
I know. Listen, I'm a fan. Like, you don't even have to. Biltong's probably like my number one.
The one thing you actually got me into is the fats. Like the.
Come on. Why else? Why else? Dude, listen. If they're cutting the biltong for you, there's got to be like some good rendered fat on that biltong. Like,
yeah, man.
I need it. It's like, if I'm chewing it. Yeah. Like, listen, I don't like the clump, like
yeah,
I don't like getting like that big clump in your mouth,
yeah,
and then you're chewing it for like 17 hours after that.
I actually like that.
And then like taking it out is so gross. Like if you're by yourself, it don't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're people, could potentially be awkward. But I prefer having like some good bits of fat in this when I'm eating. It kind of like just moistens everything up.
If it's
like,
man.
Salty, like
I feel you, man. Yeah, so I had that, right? And then I had like this huge, like I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a sweet, but it's longer than like a ruler. It's like maybe like 60 centimeters.
Yeah.
It's long.
Like, wait, how did you take the
I wouldn't be able to
Was it like a licorice?
Yeah, like a licorice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Red or black?
Like green and dark green and green.
Okay.
Yeah. It's weird, I know.
Okay,
I know.
Wait, no. I'm not even. I'm like, wait. How did you take this stuff into your exam?
My guy,
like,
yo, dude, I had a lot. Like, even that's not. I had chuckles. I had yogurt. I had fruits.
Are you
two juices?
Are you a keep it in your bag and take out as needed, or yeah. are you like unpack yeah. everything?
And you know what the thing is? It was problematic.
Yeah.
Because I'd chew on the bulldog and then I'll stop typing. And I'm like, this is bad. Like, I'm supposed to be writing.
And
that time, time is running out. I have 8 hours, right?
Yeah.
And I have 8 questions.
Yeah.
I spent like an hour and a half on the first question. Anyone who does accounting will tell you.
Yeah.
You never finish an accounting paper.
I've heard. I didn't finish school with accounting, but that's what my friends used to always say.
You never finish an accounting paper.
Does your overthinking hurt your time?
It does.
Because you're such an analyzer, and sometimes analyzing the smallest portion of something leads to even going off topic.
You know what the thing is? It's all about how you present yourself, right? Even if I'm double guessing myself, I can present, I can show the marker that I thought of another solution. Okay. I thought of this, but this is invalid because of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Right. Even if I'm doubting myself, like it's not an exam where you get marks. Like they don't tick anything. They look at your response. Are you competent? Are you not competent? Okay. That's literally the benchmark. Yeah. They look at yours. They read it and like, oh, this guy's competent.
Yeah. How did you feel?
It was like when I was writing it, I thought I was botching it, bro. Like, as I said, like I spent an hour 30 minutes on like one question.
Yeah.
Which you in accounting, I used to have this thing in varsity. If you reach the end of your time, because 8 questions, so an hour each. Even if you're at an hour, right?
Yeah.
And you're not finished. My phrase was move the F1.
Okay.
Like just move on.
Just move on.
Even if you know the answers, just move on.
Yeah.
Right. So I was running out of time. So I thought I was doing really bad, because if you don't answer a question, immediately you're not competent.
Yeah.
So I wrote 30 minutes before. I've actually finished 30 minutes before, which I don't know how that happened, but it happened. So I went back and I started reading my responses to be like, okay, like what else can I add to my... And when I was reading my responses, I was like, dang! Like, I didn't even know what to add. Like, I couldn't add anything else.
You know why I'm so glad this is happening? Because I feel like people who don't know, like, our friendship would look at my post that I sent you on Facebook.
Yeah.
And by the way, I had to send it on Facebook because I knew it was going to be ignored on WhatsApp. So I had to do it on a platform where I knew I'd get your attention.
And I almost didn't get it, hey?
you know, and the reason I sent it is because listening to you talk now, I feel like the second half of my well wishes was so on point, because I was like, give other kids a chance.
Oh, yeah, wow.
And if someone else read it, they were like, what's up with this guy? Like, why did they just let KG prosper? This is exactly why. You see your response to like, I did like super great. Like,
I didn't say that.
You're literally sitting here complimenting yourself.
I didn't say that.
Dude, this is like so good.
No, I'm like, no, but legit. Like, no, what I couldn't have written a better response. If I failed that thing, I literally could not have done better.
You know what? I feel like whatever your craft is, I feel like there has to be a healthy ability to know when you've done well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes we're overcritical of ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we know ourselves. We kind of know when we've fallen short.
Yeah.
We know why we maybe didn't prepare enough, or maybe you don't, or you just like weren't in a good space, whatever. Yeah. And so even if someone says, hey, you did good.
Yeah.
It's not that you can't take compliments. It's because you know that you could have done better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then there's times where you do something, you know, like, everybody knows what they're good at to a certain degree.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
And when you do good, you're able to look at yourself and be like, okay, you see there?
Yeah.
There I did good.
Yeah.
And I feel like a self-compliment is the best compliment.
That's the thing, man. I started... No, I actually realized how powerful that is. Because I used to beat myself up. Like, I was very rough on myself. And immediately I started being like... I started catching myself doing that, and I was very demoralized or whatever.
Yeah.
I started catching myself, and I started being like, every time it happens, I'd be like, but KG, you're awesome, man. You're awesome. And like, I started telling myself, and I love myself.
Yeah.
And the more and more I started telling myself that, the more and more I started becoming confident and stuff. Yeah.
Because I found that not even unrealistic comparisons, like just... I'd always watch someone else speak publicly and always say, that's good, but never think if I think that's good,
yeah,
what do I think of my own?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And until you start hearing other people, and then you're like, maybe you're like, you know what? Maybe somewhere along the line, you do have to stop and be like, you're actually good at what you're doing. Was it cold inside the... Were you guys like in cold. A... Like, was it a hall, a library? Yeah, it was
like a hall. Like a hall with like concrete and like it was... Yo, UJ, but I don't know how those people
write. I kind of thought that... You know, this level of exam that you're writing. Yeah. Because you guys are now, you're not students anymore. Yeah. You're like working professionals. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. I thought that they'd at least up their game a little bit. Like maybe put you guys like in a nice boardroom.
Apparently, the last one is like that.
Yeah.
And there's like overflow of snacks. Like,
yeah.
Like snacks that galore. That
they give you guys?
Yeah. Like no, outside. So like, you know, like as I said, you don't have a break and stuff.
Yeah.
But like when you walk out, there's like snacks and like,
yeah.
And like fountains. But I mean,
to make it to that exam is not exactly a walk in the park, right? So that's kind of like, it's kind of like the prize you get at the end of running.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
And one thing one of my pastors said to me that really stuck out to me. It's like I really don't celebrate my victories. Like, yeah. I don't. Like after
the exam... You don't even celebrate your birthday. So what the heck is this? What the heck is a... Yeah. Pass the board exam, that's all.
I mean,
you were just born. Wow. That's all, you know? So like... You know, what's the big deal, yeah?
So I was at church, right? And he's like, hey, so what are you doing to celebrate? And I didn't think much of what he was saying. I was like, oh, no, I'll probably do something.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, then what?
Yeah.
And then I said, I'll probably, like, go out. And he's like, okay, and do what?
I wouldn't say how you're going to celebrate. I'd rather be like, how are you going to, for now, how are you going to spend your time off until you get the results of how you did for this thing?
No. But like, this is why he was saying it.
Yeah.
What you were saying is that it's like, KG, this is something very important. And he's like, do you know what a milestone is? I'm like, duh, everyone knows what a milestone is. And he's like, no, do you know where it comes from? The term milestone. And I'm like, no. And he's like, when someone's working on a journey, usually what they do is that they put like a stone for every mile that they've walked.
Yeah.
And the reason why they do that is because if you don't do that, you kind of like keep walking. And then when you look back, you don't know how far you come.
Yeah.
So it's easy for you to get discouraged.
To go to the last
But then
mile.
Every mile, if you put a stone down, it kind of like encourages you when you look back and you're like, shucks, I've gotten this far. Yeah. Maybe I can try and push further and further. Yeah. And what he was saying is that like that it's important. Celebrating is important. Even if you don't like throw a bash, go and watch a movie.
Yeah.
Go do something fun.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
So and did I, you do
I,
something?
Yeah, I did. I mean, after that.
Well, listen, I had to I told something. You when you got here, I was like, you look 100 times more.
Amen.
Just chilled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just look so much chilled. You like seem like you actually concentrating. Yeah, like, and I don't have to keep your attention.
I got the morning off today.
Yeah,
I got the morning off because yesterday I killed. Well, not killed it, but I finished my work.
Like, listen, really, man, I am really all for quick. KG. The self celebration. I am so in. I am so for you in this space of just celebrating your own victories and stuff. So, BET Awards happened over the weekend.
Yeah, man.
Both South AKA was nominated.
Yep.
And Shoma Jozi. Shoma Jozi was nominated for, I think, Best New International Act, and she won that category.
Oh, wow. Right?
AKA was nominated, I think AKA was just nominated for Best International Act, if I'm not mistaken, but he didn't win that. Someone else won. But apparently, the guy who did win in that category is really good. He's an artist from Nigeria.
I have no idea.
But so he is. But I never quite understood the BET Awards.
Yeah.
However, for me now, the BET Awards is probably one of the most important events that takes place in that community.
Yeah, I know, and of course.
For that community. Yes, it is. You know what I mean? That takes a lot. Interestingly enough, I was just thinking, I saw a lot of people, because you know she's from Limpopo, right?
Yep.
That's the province both of us come from. And so a lot of people like had made graphics congratulating her and that kind of thing, whatever. I was just thinking to myself, I was like, before this chick won, how many of them actually has this chick's music?
I don't.
On her phone. You know what I mean? Like, you know, here's the thing. I kind of feel like when you're working towards something, you not only have to guard yourself during that time, but once you've kind of reached maybe, like you said, a milestone, or when you reach somewhere, you've still got to guard yourself.
Because you don't know.
Because all this time, nobody, these people who haven't been supporting you,
yeah,
now you get to this place, suddenly everybody wants to be part of, hey, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, were they, I'm not like, no, don't be bitter about stuff because like, so what is so what? But I'm just like,
bruh,
don't, if you're busy climbing, don't worry if nobody's applauding now.
Amen.
Because when you reach there, they'll applaud anyway.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I think the thing that's nice about it is she's stronger, bruh. She's stronger, and I think she's Swahili.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, that's cool.
I saw her, I've heard her music, but I saw her perform live during the, what is the Beyonce Jay-Z thing that they did?
The festival
Global
of
Citizen.
Global, yeah.
Yeah, during Global Citizen. And her act was actually during the day. It was kind of the, like the pre, like stuff that was happening, whatever was during the day. And I felt like after I saw her perform, I was like, she deserved one of the acts much closer to before the Carters came up.
Oh, really?
She's that good. Listen, I think you just need to go and watch her performance. Yeah. I just thought that there was so much. The thing I love about watching her is that there's so much, I won't say thought, but I'd say there's so much execution and like rehearsal. You can see like this thing takes practice.
Yep.
It's not just something that you're getting up on stage and ta-da, you're there and you're doing it. You know what I mean? So I think it's really cool. I think it's cool that this part of the BET Awards makes that community international, and it kind of recognizing, and it's kind of bringing the global community, not just the American community, it's bringing the global community together.
So was it the international BT or just the African one?
The international.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, it's internet, because she actually, like, she was taking photos with Cardi B.
Hey.
And, Cardi B actually shot, when she won, Cardi B had seen her won. And so, I don't know, it was sometime during the awards, they took photos together.
Oh, that's so cool, man.
Listen, if it was the local BET Awards, listen, we, normally, the local, the Africa BET Awards, we get a lot of cool guys who come. Like, I know Jedina's been there. I think Usher's been there.
Oh, wow.
Like, we do get some people who come through for those. But I mean, like, the international BET Awards are, like, I think, like, 90% of the celebrities who we care about. You know what I mean? Like, are all in the same room together.
That's so cool, man.
Some fun historical facts. You would remember that Rihanna hasn't attended in a while. The last time she didn't attend the BET Awards is because she was making out with that French guy while they're on holiday together.
Well, I didn't even know that. That's gotta hurt.
Yeah, so she wasn't at the awards, but what made big news was that she was with this guy and like she didn't care about the awards. Then she was seeing this guy and whatever.
Just one more thing. Yeah. Just a sideline. Have you seen the Donald Glover, what's his name? Childish Gambino and Rihanna movie.
Movie?
Dude, they have like a soundtrack out now on YouTube. It's so
really? Where did they release this?
Amazing. It's on Amazon. It's on Amazon. But okay. Like they have like a musical like kind of clip on
really?
YouTube. It is
the big collaborations right now, you know, Ed Sheeran's releasing his new album.
Yeah.
The collabs on there.
With Justin Bieber.
If you heard the second one with Chance the Rapper.
Oof. Ooh, that's going to be fire.
Oh, that song is fire. Yeah. That song is fire. Another historical award, BET Awards, you'll remember, I think in 2017. I don't know if it was 2017. I don't think it was last year. I think it was 2017. You remember the infamous Migos fight with Joe Budden?
Not really.
When the Joe Budden podcast was interviewing them.
Yeah.
And then they had asked one of the members of Migos why he was left off Bad and Bougie. I mean, that was a meme for like a really, really long time. But I think the funny thing was, I'm looking at the Migos.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at... The weird thing is, Joe's kind of sitting there. I don't know if it's his co-host, because I don't really listen to his podcast, but there's three of them. It's Joe, it's a chick, and another guy.
Yeah.
And the guy is the one who's kind of pushing the Migos' buttons. You know, he's kind of the one...
The white guy.
No, he's a black guy.
Okay.
So he's the one kind of pushing the Migos' buttons, and he's like saying things, and then when the Migos answers, he's like, say that again, say that... Like, he's kind of pushing it.
Yeah.
But then, Joe Budden's the one who just drops the mic and walks away. And then... Who's the leader?
But like Joe Biden strikes me as the type that would be very diplomatic, but throws like subliminal shots here and there.
Yeah, so the whole interview, you can kind of see like these guys are obviously being interviewed all throughout the awards show.
Yeah.
And it just seems like these guys are here to pick a fight. Or they just like, or this is kind of like, this is something that they've got to do just for the fact that, because I think the Migos also, they were just coming on the rise. They'd released some hits and that kind of thing. And then the interesting thing for me was, is that the Migos, Joe Biden walks away and then they all three get up and they're like, so what you can do about it? And Joe Biden, but you can kind of see his demeanor.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of measuring it up to be like, if can we do get into this thing or whatever. And I was just like, it would be interesting to see a fight between the Migos and Joe Biden.
But I think Joe Biden would watch them.
Listen, looking at his demeanor and looking at his camp, the Migos, I feel like they have a lot more. They still, you know, like how we see people like Chris Brown and Trey Songz. Yeah. We forget that these people actually come from like
the hood.
The hood. You know, they still got hood just because they've got songs on the charts and that kind of thing or whatever.
BT Dubs, Chris Brown would totally wash Trey Songz. Like, it won't, you won't even be close.
I think Chris Brown would be able to kick a lot of people's asses. Yeah.
You got by a singing nigga.
I think a lot. I mean, yeah.
Well, wasn't that like one of the hardest lyrics in Drake has ever like dropped?
What was that?
When he was beefing with Meek Mill and he was like, you got murked by a singing nigga. Like, yo, dude.
I don't know. I don't know, man. The Meek Mill and Drake beef.
Yeah.
For me, it's almost. I feel like there's some people who shouldn't get involved in beef. No matter what these people start.
What do you mean?
Like for example, like if someone were to make a song and throw a shot at Beyonce, I feel like she's too far. Like, why must that music even reach my ears?
Yeah, but you know who? Someone who tried that, Kerry Hilson. No, really? Is it Kelly Kerry? I even forgot her name. That's how I
remember. I think it's Kerry Hilson.
Kerry Hilson.
Yeah.
You know what happened to her?
Yeah.
The Beehive, till today, she tweeted something like, hey guys, that was 3 years ago. That's how... you don't mess with Beehive.
Yeah. I mean, we spoke about the Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem beef.
Yeah. But that was obvious who's going to win.
Yeah. The only thing for me is, I feel like I'm not saying in comparison.
Yeah.
But Machine Gun Kelly is slowly and surely winning me over. I am telling you, my friend.
No. As a good rapper.
No, as a persona, and as he's doing Machine Gun stuff.
Like, I agree with that.
Because you do know, I'm not looking for... My favorite rapper is not based on who's the best rapper out there.
It's everything.
It's my favorite rapper is based on, do I like your music?
Okay.
Now you're my favorite rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get you.
There'll be some hip hop heads who will be like, the reason they've chosen Eminem and not Drake is because Eminem is a better rapper than Drake.
Yeah.
That's not my thing. There are people
yeah.
There are people who can't sing who can make a better song than Beyonce. Wyclef Jean.
No, hell no. Hell no.
I'm telling you.
Take that back.
Listen, why
the Beehive is coming for you?
Listen, I don't care. They must come and that album that she made with her hubby, they need to come and explain what the heck, because there are other tracks that were released at the same time that music was released.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me just because she's a great singer, she's gonna make great music.
Yeah, no,
because then we've got a fight for Christina Aguilera. Can you name a hit? But have you heard the woman sing?
Yes, definitely.
Have you heard the woman?
Yeah.
I mean, you give her a microphone. Jennifer Hudson. Besides the tracks that have become like the movie. Yeah. I mean, besides her movie tracks and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The first hit she came out after. Like right now, what has she given us that everyone's like, that is a song.
Nothing.
But yet you can bump something by Selena Gomez, for example.
Hell,
why is she getting hits out and these people are not getting hits out?
I've been a hater of Selena Gomez, man. I've been a hater.
And that's unfortunate.
No, in terms of her songs.
That's unfortunate.
In terms of her...
That is so unfortunate.
I'm such a hater. I'm in the same way Tekashi 6ix9ine, bro. Like, I'm a hater.
Okay, you see, now this is personal and you know that it's personal with Tekashi. Because I feel like We've bopped his songs in your car. In your car, we've bopped his songs. You've been driving. Be like, who's this? And I've been like, it's Tekashi.
Yeah, no. His music is fine. Like, it's not. But here's the. But this was the argument.
Yeah.
No, not really the argument. So Machine Gun Kelly, right?
Yeah.
I'm fine with him. Like, yeah. I think he's good. I think he's cool. I just don't like him as much as I like Eminem. Like, I think he's dope. Like, in same as Meek Mill.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I think they dope. I think, I'm not going to say he sucks. He doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Just when it comes to against Drake, I mean, we gotta start,
you know. What do you mean, Meek Mill against Drake?
Yeah.
I don't have an opinion.
Yeah.
If I had to choose, I'm obviously choosing Drake.
Yeah, Drake.
Killed. But here's the thing. I kind of feel like it's the most irrelevant, like Meek Mill for me, unless you've been following him. I don't even know when his career started.
Wow.
I know recently he's put out some tracks and I've been like, this is a good song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, if he was consistent, you see the thing with Drake is the reason I'll stand up
for him. He's consistent.
It's because Drake, from the time he's come out,
he's always,
you know what I mean? Put him on someone else's song.
Yeah.
Put him on, even right now. You know, Chris Brown, if you put Chris on your track,
he's
taking over that track. You'll even think that's a Chris Brown track.
Actually, yeah.
You won't even know that this is someone else's track. Yeah. I mean, poor Sean Kingston had to learn that the hard way.
Which song did he do?
Sure, Beat It.
I don't remember.
Okay, but anyway, you'll think it's a Chris Brown song.
Yeah.
The thing that I like now is that Chris, on this new Drake track that just dropped, I don't know who, I think it's Brown's track, but it has all the Drake sauce all over it. You won't even tell that
it's a
Chris Brown song.
Dang.
You know what I mean? The guy is good at what he does.
Yeah.
I feel like the more we're progressing in music producers, there's more emphasis on producers and DJs.
But that's what I was saying. Yeah,
and so the better the producers and DJs get, the better these artists are getting.
Yes.
Because before,
that's what I was saying.
Yeah, because before they take a talent like Christina Aguilera, go into studio, maybe she's working with a producer who produced for the greats.
Yeah.
But the problem is they're not making good music for her.
Yeah.
Now producers are being sought out because if that guy produces, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm good at what I do.
But it means I'm going to get
a hit. But that guy is going to make me a hit.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah.
When I was talking about like rappers these days.
Yeah.
The reason, my thing is many people aren't fans of the rappers. Many people are fans of the producers.
Yeah.
Because you're not listening to the song because, oh, he had bars. You listen to the song as, oh, wow, I can bop to that.
Yeah. I'm also not, you know where I'm looking for more? I think like more, if I'm listening to more like pop and R&B and all of that, I don't even know what this new genre of music, but like where Halsey and them all fall into that category of music, whatever. I'm looking for intelligence more for them with their hooks.
Yeah.
And the melodies of their songs, and I'm looking for intelligence for that, whatever.
Yeah.
When I'm listening to rappers, for me, I'm not like, you know, like if I hear something, I'm like, that's smart. You can hear when there's a smart rapper, but I'm not searching out music for someone.
Yeah, the thing is, you're like, you don't want to be listening, like searching out lyrics and like deciphering what the person
because
is
you know what, you know what I dislike more than peas?
What?
Fake woke poets. Who are just saying any random crap, not even to get an applause, to get a the lack of gravity on Mars is like my heart when I'm around you with no falling and crying and up on a roof, but I'm high, but I'm low, but I'm up, but I'm down, but I'm side, but I'm low, but I'm high because when I'm with you, I'm fly. And I'm like, and there's people who are sitting there looking, I'm like, what the hell? First of all, what the hell are you saying? Second of all, this is like the most random bullcrap. Listen, maybe I just don't like poetry.
I love poetry.
And
I love
listen, poetry. I don't get it.
I
don't want to get it. And I feel like there's this sense, there's such a pretentious atmosphere in those places.
No,
it isn't. Swear it is so pretentious. It's so fake woke.
You know what the thing is for me, right? I'm not poetically smart, right?
Yeah.
I like simple poets.
Yeah.
Like if you can make me snap my fingers, say something profound, but that is obvious.
But
that's what I like.
For me, being profound must be based on something and not something that just sounds profound.
I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be like, oh, KG, really. There's a guy called Shane I don't know how to pronounce his name. This guy, right? He wrote a poem about him being bullied.
Okay.
Right? And the entire premise of this thing is that, like, people would ignore him, like he would be like talking, like telling the teachers, and they would say nothing and whatever. And
yeah.
There's this line where he says, if a kid falls in the middle of a playground and no one is around them to hear him, does he make a sound?
Okay.
Do you know where that comes from?
No.
You know that the question, this could be a nice conversation to have. If a tree falls in the middle of a forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? Yeah. You know how profound that question is?
Yeah.
It is so profound. Yeah. The way you answer that question literally determines your worldview.
Yeah.
Like that's legit it.
Yeah.
And what he was equating at that time is that, like, me, my pain, because no one is choosing you to hear it, is as profound as that question.
Yeah.
That blew my mind.
Okay, look, that's good.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, that's good. I just don't like... I don't even know how to explain it, but I mean, it's just... You know what?
Yeah.
You know who I think... I don't think we can call it a form, but J. Cole, for me...
Yeah.
That is a good... I prefer a storyteller.
Yes.
Yes, if you're a good storyteller...
I like that poet.
Yeah, poet, that's why what you just said to me is resonating with me, because there's story, narrative.
And it's not necessarily deep.
Yeah.
It's just...
I don't like someone who's trying to take... Who's trying to find... a lot of synonyms and a lot of different ways to say the same thing, which actually, if you take those things away, means nothing.
You know what I like? I like someone who's simple, right? But every time I re-listen to it, I'm like, wow, I missed that. Oh, wow, I missed that. That's why I like Eminem.
Yeah.
Because his knees weak, arms are heavy.
Mom's spaghetti.
You know, like in that thing, you listen to it and you're like, wow, that sounds dope.
Yeah.
He's rhyming, and the words, then he's rhyming the words in the middle of the sentence are rhyming with each other.
Yeah.
Like, and the words in the next line are rhyming with the first sentence. Like, and you're like, I would have missed this.
Yeah.
Right? It's still dope even if you don't get that.
Yeah.
But then the fact that when you start getting those little things, you're like, oh, wow, this guy is amazing.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, the depth of it, if you're going into craft... then I can understand. That's why. And like a lot of times that people argue about who's the greatest rapper and that kind of thing, whatever. I mean, obviously Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Nope, Jay-Z.
But I feel like what they're actually arguing about is who's the best at their craft and not who makes better music.
Yes. No, definitely.
You know what I mean? Definitely. Because remember, like, I feel like everyone's going to have an opinion about what good music is. But like, you can't have an opinion if this is a good rap song.
Mm.
You get what I mean? So we were talking about rap beef, and so let me kind of explain this the way that the reason why this caught my attention, right? So the story is actually about Miley Cyrus, right? So you know that Miley Cyrus, before anyone, she was a Disney...
Hannah Montana.
She was Hannah Montana.
Yes.
She was both Miley and Hannah.
Yes.
That was kind of like her alter ego. So yes. Hannah was like the Disney princess... Miley was kind of like who she really wanted to be, whatever. Yeah. She did that. And then she released albums and that kind of thing, whatever. Mm. And then she was quiet for a couple of years. And then, boom, she came out.
Like a wrecking ball.
She was full on Miley Cyrus. There wasn't a trace of Hannah Montana anywhere going in, right? Yeah. Then she gave us that album.
Mm.
A couple of features here and there. And then also she went quiet for a little while. Then she came out with a country album, right? Yeah. She came out with a country album.
It was quite cool.
Was it?
I liked it.
Okay. I know country is big in the States. Like, if you want to
make
country,
it... I love country, yeah. But like as I said, not fake woke country. I mean, not woke in terms of blackness, woke in terms of whiteness.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get that. But like, simple country, I love that.
Yeah. Because the thing for me that captures that country songs, first of all, is a story again.
Yeah.
Second of all, they're really good at, if they're talking about love,
yes,
romance,
yeah,
heartbreak.
Yeah.
Substance, whatever it is, they're really good at doing what they do, you know. And then now recently, her new alter ego is Ashley O.
The heck is that?
And Ashley O comes from the new Black Mirror series on not new series, episode of Black Mirror. So she's the star of the new Black Mirror.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's episode or a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
But she's the new star of one of those Black Mirror things. Yeah. So first of all, shout out to Black Mirror for just being phenomenal at what they do.
But apparently season 5 is trash.
This episode that she's in, it has been doing really well.
Okay.
You know, this one's been doing really well. So the character ship is Ashley O.
Yeah.
And now she's actually released the music from there as Ashley O.
Oh, wow, that's dope.
And Ashley O is one of these futuristic pop stars who wears a pink wig.
Mm.
Now, where our story comes from is that who else do we know who's into the pink wig?
Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, right? Yeah. So now if you know that they've had issues ranging from way back when they called her out at awards shows.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? Yeah. So now Miley comes out with this pink wig and now apparently Nicki has a problem because Miley's wearing
a pink wig.
And leading up to what we just watched on The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I think Nicki Minaj... What happened? How did it start? Miley Cyrus said something about her. Oh, Miley Cyrus said, I prefer Cardi to
Nicki. Did she say she prefers Cardi?
Yes. She'd rather listen to Cardi than Nicki.
Okay.
Now, we all know what happened between Cardi and Nicki.
Yeah. Look, the thing for me is that, first of all, I feel like it's the general, like, I feel like, although Nicki Minaj has a strong following, there's a lot of people who prefer Cardi B over,
I do.
Over Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
I still think that The Pink Print is one of the best albums that a female... And I know a lot of people can tell me now about Lil' Kim and all of those used to be.
No, sorry.
But The Pink Print is one of the best female...
And she bought Lil' Kim.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the problem is that Nicki should have stuck to doing Nicki stuff.
I don't know. I think she was getting too gimmicky, bruh. I really do. And gimmicky...
It's like saying Rihanna's being too Rihanna.
No, but Rihanna's being herself, bruh.
And that's who Nicki is.
Nicki is like a persona, right? Like, I listen to... And she has like this Barbie thing or like Roman's Revenge.
Yeah.
Like, thing is, that stuff gets old.
Yeah.
Bruh. It really does.
For me, the Cardi B is just... She's a breath of fresh air. Listen,
she's real.
It had to take... You know what? I won't deny. It had to take time for me to buy into the Cardi B thing. Because at that time... They were trying to bring all of these reality star rappers, whatever. They were trying to bring all of them into the market at the same place.
Yeah.
The same way we were just flooded with like Tekashi and Little Baby and Blueface. And it was just like there was like a factory popping. At the same time, there was like almost this factory just popping out these female rappers.
Yeah.
And since the era of all of the Lil' Kims and those people, Nicki was kind of like the new chick on the block, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, ta-da, here's a female rapper, she's out, and then kind of
she's killing it, she's bodying,
and then she's doing that, whatever. Yeah. And then I had to give it time, whatever. I don't know the history of Remy Ma, apparently, she's been around, she's like the grandma of
she's
rap,
good,
female
bro.
Rap, that kind of thing, whatever. Bro. However, I didn't buy into it.
What
when Cardi did Bodak Yellow, then I knew I was like, this. Chick has found her own. She's found her space in the industry. She's found her lane. And she's willing to give us good music.
I just want to say something, though. I want to qualify something. When I say I prefer Cardi to Nicki, I'm talking in terms of music. Musically, sonically, I think she's better. In terms of rapping-wise, definitely Nicki.
Yeah.
Because Cardi's using performance enhancement drugs.
Okay.
She doesn't write any of her stuff. Like Drake. Drake is an amazing rapper.
Yeah.
But he doesn't write any of his stuff.
Yeah.
So, we can't...
You know why I don't have a problem with that?
Why?
Because if someone, no matter how good of the rap someone writes for me, I'm not a rapper, I wouldn't do that thing justice.
But you know the thing...
No, just listen to me, I'm going. Okay. No matter... There are actors who write, but some of the best stories that have been told on TV are not written by the actors. They're brought to life by the actors. The reason I don't have a problem with ghostwriters is because if someone... I understand, like, it's the culture of rap that the rapper writes, whatever.
Yeah.
But here's the thing for me is that I feel like only Drake can bring to life what he brings to life.
Yeah, I agree, right? But here's the thing with rap. This is the fundamental difference between rap and everything else, right? With something like a song or like in terms of artistry, right?
Yeah.
What you're saying, someone who's an actor, your instrument is not that you write well. Your instrument is that you act well, right? As Celine Dion, her thing is you can write a song for her, but her thing is that she sings well, right? As a rapper, your instrument is not your delivery. Your instrument is your brain. You are the one who can. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry can write bars. Not any Tom, Dick, and Harry can like recite bars or recite a poem. But it takes someone special to think of that on the spot, deliver it, and it like.
I'd say the same thing with, I mean, anyone could write a song, but give it to Mariah Carey.
I disagree.
And she's going to do something else to it.
I disagree.
I feel like you're saying the same thing.
Not in rap.
I feel like you're saying the same thing, but you're giving rap different rules.
No, not in rap. Not in rap. Like, that's why I say, I like Cardi B in terms of sonically.
Yeah.
Like, so when we talk about, does it sound nice? Right?
Yeah.
Her instrument is that. Her delivery. That's her instrument.
Yeah.
Right? So, in terms of that, that's why I can say I prefer Cardi to Nicki because she sounds better.
Yeah.
But in terms of rapping, you can't name her in the top rappers of all time.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't rap. She recites rap.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Which I don't, because then, like, you're not a singer-songwriter. You're a singer.
Yeah. So, even singers. Like, you can't... Who's a good songwriter? Bruno Mars, for instance. Like Bruno Mars, he's a very good singer, right? But you don't compare him to someone like a Beyonce, because his thing is that he writes music, right? You compare Bruno Mars to maybe someone like a Will.i.am.
Yeah.
Because he writes his songs, and he sings them very well. That's very rare, apparently, if you can write and sing very well.
Yeah.
So like someone like Bruno Mars, even though he doesn't sing. He sings good, but he doesn't sing exceptionally well. But we give him a pass because he writes his songs and they are good.
I think Bruno Mars sings I think he's one of the best male vocalists that we have.
I can think of better.
I don't know where else we're gonna go to. Male singers. I can now? Think of better.
Chris Brown. I don't know.
You're not gonna go very far.
No, but what I'm saying is that like with him, okay, but Bruno Mars is also like very extraordinary. Because as I said, he's one person who can. Will.i.am even said like it's very difficult for you to find someone who can write and sing as well.
Yeah,
yeah. But that's is essentially the premise of what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I mean, recently, like I haven't heard a Nicki track in. I've heard Nicki tracks that have been catchy that have come on the radio.
Yeah.
I haven't downloaded Nicki Minaj song in a while.
Yeah.
I've been hearing, there's a song that's circulating on the radio right now that I've been hearing, and every time it comes on, like, I didn't know the name or anything, but every time it comes on, it's catchy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, I just feel like Cardi just has this, it's like smelling a fragrance. You know that is that thing. You know? So, apparently they have their back and forth. Here's my take on this whole Miley Cyrus, Nicki Minaj thing. First of all, Nicki Minaj is not the first person in the whole world to wear a pink wig.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Second of all, just because you wore a pink wig doesn't mean everyone else must stop wearing a pink wig.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Third of all, I don't think it was Miley Cyrus's idea. I feel like if you're going to beef with the writers, because the writers are the one who write this character according to whatever... I also kind of feel like if we're talking characters, I'm not talking human beings. If we're talking characters, I feel like a white female with a pink wig will portray a different type of character to a black female with the pink wig. I feel like there's just too many different places than this thing can go. And also, if you don't care about it, why do you keep bringing it up?
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? If someone wants to be like me, I don't keep giving them attention.
Yeah.
I'm like, just admire me. Keep modeling your work after me.
Yeah.
You know, like, people need to give zero Fs the way Mariah Carey does. You know, Mariah Carey is oblivious to the people who are around her.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey has made up her mind. She's the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
She will always be the greatest of all time. And she doesn't care. She doesn't care about Ariana Grande and all this. Although, like, these kids are kind of giving her a run for her money.
Definitely.
But, like, you know, she just don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you, man.
You know, and you know. Also,
oh, yeah.
No, it's cool.
The other thing that I don't understand really is when people like say like, oh no, why are we pitting female rappers against each other and stuff? And I'm like, yeah, we do that with everyone. We do that with everyone.
And the only time it gets my attention, listen, when my friend brought Cardi B to me,
yeah,
I just said, listen, we can listen to that stuff, but I already have a female rapper. Her name is Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
And then they started telling me why Cardi's better than Nicki.
Yes.
As a fan, I'm going to tell you why I think Nicki is better than Cardi. Yes. You know what I mean? It's not putting two people against each other. It's our opinions.
Yes.
Do you know when we start putting them against each other?
Enlighten.
When the two of them start throwing shoes at each other and start wanting to physically fight each other in public, that's when we start saying, now you guys have got beef.
Yeah, but it's not us. It's not my problem.
It's not my problem. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And if I pick a side, that doesn't
that's
mean
what I'm
that
saying. Like right I'm
misogynist
now,
or something.
If Nicki Minaj and Miley Cyrus, if they're like, yeah, you guys always want to put females up against each other, you two are beefing. When two people beef, we choose our favorite sides.
Biggie Smalls and Tupac.
Yeah.
Drake and Meek Mill.
Yeah.
Jay-Z and Nas.
If the fans, listen, I know, for instance, that example just left me, but there are artists who kind of like, let's say, for example, we team Taylor Swift, you team Katy Perry, for example.
Yes.
Right? And then the fans are the ones who go back and forth.
Yeah.
But as artists, we're cool with each other. We're like, listen, why don't our fans get along? Whatever. It's not our business.
Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi are best friends, but their fans hate each other.
But if Ronaldo were to tweet Messi telling him what an unseasoned chicken we have here is, now you're giving us ammo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now we can say, and then you can't blame us.
You know, they would actually make more money if they beefed.
Definitely.
They would definitely make more money.
Absolutely. I mean, it would be bigger than the whole Taylor Swift, Kanye West.
I think so.
Kim Kardashian.
I think it would
Kim
be
Kardashian
crazy.
Thing. Yeah. Other people are crazy and angry. Maybe I should clarify this because I feel like I'm about to paint a whole percentage of the continent here.
Yes.
But in our show production notes, I wrote down, why are vegans so angry?
Yes, they are.
I want to kind of change that to not why are vegans so angry. I want to be like, why are online bully vegans so angry?
I don't know why are vegans so angry.
I feel like it's like just attacking people. It'd be like saying, why are Muslims so angry? It'd be like, all of us, you've met every single Muslim person.
Why are you angry?
Exactly. Like, why am I angry right now? You know,
yeah.
Because that's the thing for me. You know, like when someone's like, yeah, Christians are judgmental. I'm like, really? You've met every single one of us? It could be a general consensus.
When I say that to my 947, what is
Exactly. You know what I mean? But the reason I brought it up is because I follow Brad Leone.
Yeah.
He's one of the... I think he's one of the main editors at Bon Appetit magazine. Now, you know, I love watching their channel on thing. So I follow him, and he has this cool show called Going Places.
Yeah.
And so he basically travels to places in the world, and then they do stuff.
Yeah.
The first episode, he went deep sea diving. Mm. Second episode, which aired this week on YouTube Originals, they were in Hawaii, and they hunted down a wild hog.
Oh, that's
right.
Cool.
So the show, literally, they go out hunting.
Yeah.
They catch this thing. They bring it back. They kill this thing on camera.
Oh, wow.
And then they skin it.
Yes.
And they jump on up, whatever. Listen, it feels like it's a culture shock right now.
Yeah.
But this happens to all our meat.
Yes.
You think the burger you're eating at Steers was not a cow that was killed somewhere? It's just because now you're seeing the freaking thing that you're freaking out.
Yes.
Okay. But now, there's this group of vegans who are just on him. Like, everything he posts, they're just on him. You know what I mean? And then, our good friend posts her meal. And you revealed something to me today.
Yes.
And when she posted something, she posted her breakfast, which had, for me, which is like probably the perfect breakfast, slice of toast
yes.
with the runny egg on it,
yes.
some avocado, yes. some tomato, and some bacon.
Oh, that's it. That's all you needed to say.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So she screen grabbed something and she sent it to me today, and this guy like replied, and he's like, there's a pig on that plate. And I didn't understand what the heck this guy... Of course there's a pig. That's bacon, of course.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm confused, and I reply back to her, and I'm like, what's this about? And then she's like, oh, he's vegan, and he's posting because there's pork on her plate.
There's a pig in my stomach also. I don't know what your point is.
You know, so here's the thing for me, right? Now, I have friends who are vegan, who, they're vegan for health reasons.
Yes.
They just believe that, well, not even, I wouldn't say believe, they just don't. They're not into, you know, like the way
shaming, yeah.
the way that meats are butchered.
Yeah, there can be
these chemicals and that kind of thing that are injected. So now, they would eat, I don't know if it's called free range, yeah. like kind of like,
yeah,
you know, organically fed cows, yeah. kind of like there's no mess with them.
Yeah.
You eat what's been killed.
Yes.
It hasn't been gone through like processes and stuff and that kind of thing, whatever. So I'll say that they for health reasons.
Yeah.
You know, which I think is good overall.
Yeah.
You know, and so the point of Brad's show is also that he's showing people how you can love organically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not everything needs to come out of a packet. Yeah. Not everything needs to come out of a can.
Whatever.
That's probably one of the healthier ways. And also, when he cut open that hog, the color of the meat surprised me because it was such a nice dark red, and the fat. Normally, the kind of pork we eat is like. Pink. White.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's almost white, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. So just being more conscious about what eating in. However, I feel like you a vegan for whatever reason it is.
Yes.
Because I feel like it's even like a religion to some people. What's the ideology behind going to find non-vegans and just attack them?
I don't get it. Now what I wanna do is have a black man don't cheat thing. I wanna find vegans and attack them.
Yeah.
No, not vegans.
Because you see,
but troll them.
Listen, here's the thing, right? I'm not a vegan. My friends have made me vegan meals, and I was like, this is really good. Because I always thought vegan meals would be like bland and like, you know, that kind of thing. We cook Eastern cuisine in our house.
Yeah.
Everything is spiced.
Yes.
Everything is salted.
Yes.
Everything is well marinated. You know what I mean? Yes. That kind of thing. So if you're gonna only serve me plants,
yes,
then it better be something. It better be good. You know, there'd be something to it. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be meat to taste good. And that's what I'm learning.
Yes.
Doesn't exactly need to be meat or an animal product in order for the thing to taste good.
Yeah, man, I need to learn that.
No, but listen, and I also think it's just the way. Like, I mean, this is like it's also culturally.
Yes,
you know what I mean. However, You mentioned the Black Men Don't Cheat movement.
Yes.
You know what I like about that? Those people, that's not the cheaters' website.
Yes.
This is the promoting of Black Men Don't Cheat.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So there's healthy content there.
Yes.
It's not like one of these vegan pages. Like, if you like the page, you're going to see, animal cruelty.
Yeah.
The one thing I remember, we were driving back from... Limpopo to Gauteng, and we bought coffees or something like that. And then my friend was drinking almond milk instead of like regular milk, whatever. And she's like, no, she doesn't want cow pus. So I was like, you see, that's the problem. I'm like, that's the problem. Listen, you don't win me over to Christianity by telling me about why I'm going to hell.
Yes, of course.
You know what I mean? Now, I know a lot of evangelists are going to, because you're like, you got to tell them there's hell, because I'm talking about the facets there. You don't make someone feel extremely bad about themselves in order to try to win them over to something good. Because even when they go over to that something good, they'll always feel like they're not good enough.
Yeah, I agree. I also have another objection. If you like animals so much, why are you eating their food?
Come on.
Yeah.
Brad Leone actually said, he's like, here's the thing. If animal lives matter, then insect lives matter as well. He's like, all these plants that you're eating, have you ever seen what those moles that go and cut those corn and whatever, how many insects they kill? And
how about those germs you're killing when you're washing your hands?
Yeah. Listen, I'm a firm believer in that we've got to take care of what we put in. I believe that a lot of cancer in this world is caused by crap that people just ingest.
Yes.
However, I believe that we've been put on the earth to have dominion.
Yes.
Dominion comes with responsibility.
Yes.
So we're not going to overfish our oceans and...
We're not saying that.
Put 20 kettle into like a 5 meter by 5 meter cage. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's the responsibility. But I also kind of feel like, listen, if you feel like you want to spend the rest of your life eating vegetables...
Yeah, man. Like, do you, man. Like, I'm not going to argue.
Because I also kind of, I feel like I only figured out now what the difference between a vegetarian and a vegan is.
Oh, yeah.
I think a vegetarian still eats eggs.
Yeah, they do.
And fish.
Yeah.
But a vegan only eats plants.
And anything that doesn't eat anything that is made from animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's including like fish.
Fish. Or even clothes. Like... Clothes, right? Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There's vegan clothes?
Yeah. I mean, if you're against killing animals...
I got you. I was like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Okay, but now I get obviously you got to kill the thing in order to wait, right?
Yeah. So, like, even clothes and stuff. So, like... Man, it gets ridiculous, right? And for me, it's like... Now, like, let's take your philosophy and take it to its furthest extreme. It doesn't hold up.
Let me find this guy on YouTube, yes. Who you guys can go and follow. He's a vegan chef, very cool guy.
Yeah.
Young millennial type of guy, whatever. And I think he just opened a restaurant recently. But he's got like some, you know, like you always like. If I can only eat vegetables, what the heck am I going to eat?
Yeah.
And it feels like you just be eating the same thing over and over. However, like, he does some really good stuff. And also the thing I like is, you know, I was like, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
If you make a certain amount of money, then obviously you can kind of be picky and fussy as to what... You're eating and that kind of thing. Because I know genuine people be like, listen, I'd love to be vegan, but everything's just too expensive.
I'm almond milk, bro. Like, it's ridiculous.
I was like, in order for you to afford almond milk, like, first of all, you've got to cut back your milk drinking by, like, I'll say, like, 80%. Because if
too
you're...
expensive, man.
Yeah, like, it is expensive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
But this guy also gives, like, some good tips on... he's called the avant-garde vegan.
Okay.
Avant-garde vegan, but he does like really. He'll do like budget meals for students.
Yeah.
Different. The thing for me is like I just
is that
like
a peanut butter sandwich?
No.
Okay.
It would be like chickpea curry.
Yo, dude, I feel like that's still expensive, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like for me, I know like there's like look, there's a lot of like I mean, I saw. This mushroom pasta type thing. But I mean, like, mushrooms are really expensive.
Yes.
However, there's a grocer not far from my house where we are right now. And they were selling 3 punnets for $30. Whereas normally, you'd probably pay close to $30 for just 1 punnet.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know what a punnet is.
I'm glad we've made it this far into the podcast without me quitting this week. You don't know what... a punnet's like... You know the thing that holds... When you buy the mushrooms, there's like this tray.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's... It's called a punnet.
Or like the mushroom. What's a punnet, bruh?
Listen.
What the heck is a punnet?
It's the... Okay, let me just Google because I don't know how to explain this to you.
Like
but
the
it's a punnet.
Thing.
Yes. So like when it's in... Or like, you know... Like if you buy strawberries... it's like a small basket or container... Understand? So if you buy...
Why don't you say container?
You know what? It's better than when I read container. I was like, why the heck didn't you just say container?
Yeah, I mean...
But
you know,
also...
Fancy English here.
But listen, also, I just feel like if you say, go to the store and buy me a container of mushrooms, I'm going to look for like a Tupperware of mushrooms. But when you say punnet, I understand it's like the...
Please buy me mushroom. Done!
You know what, for someone who's as educated as you are, I think like at times you're going to give me a run for my money with all of these intelligent things. But here we are. Here we are.
No one said I was intelligent, but I'm still.
You know why no one had to say intelligent?
Why?
Because you always telling us how intelligent you are. That's why no one else needs to say it.
Like a vegan does.
Exactly.
It's very easy to know who's vegan. And who's
exactly. Not. Look, the people who are like religious about it.
I know, man.
Like how Islamic people don't eat non-halal products.
Yeah.
Like vegans are like genuinely like there are some vegans who like my friends when they hosted us for a week, they were eating meat with us and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's just that the majority of their diet is vegan.
Oh, so then okay.
You know, like now compared to 5 years ago, you and I will eat McDonald's like. Yeah, I don't even know when was the last time we ate McDonald's together.
Sure, dude, I didn't know the last but time
I'm
I
not
ate
McDonald's. But I'm not going to come out and be like, I don't eat McDonald's at all.
Oh, yeah.
Because you will find, like, but now it's like maybe like 99% less than what it used to be.
You know what's weird about me? Yeah. I think I'd make a really good, like, athlete or something. I don't like unhealthy food.
I don't like unhealthy food, but I enjoy unhealthy food.
No. I don't enjoy it either. Like,
you don't?
No, I'm actually indifferent. Like, if you were to say, like, would you like McDonald's or Kauai? Like, I would definitely go to Kauai.
You know why I wouldn't? If you'd say if I want McDonald's or sushi, I'd go for sushi, not Kauai.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Also. I haven't eaten enough items on the Kauai menu.
It's amazing.
To be like, I like that.
It's amazing. It is amazing. Kauai is amazing. It's just that it's expensive. That's the only thing. But it's really good.
Yeah, I haven't. I think I've had a sandwich there.
And the smoothies. With ginger.
Yeah, definitely. The smoothies I've had. I think we've eaten there twice. And both times were because... you and I ate there once.
When?
When you were leaving.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
took you to the airport.
Yeah.
When my friend and I were coming back from Durban.
Yeah.
I was catching the connecting flight between Joburg and Polokwane.
Yes.
And the fastest thing for me to get was Kauai.
Yeah, I'm quite... I dig that. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But also, like, I also kind of feel like if the food's good, I'm not really fussy. Like, you know, just recently, I haven't had it yet, but McDonald's released their cheesy jalapeno fries.
And apparently that's dope.
I saw the ad and I was like, I feel like they know I haven't been coming. So they put an item. Listen, everywhere I go, my measurement for fast food joint is... What's the cheesy fries like? Is it served to the jalapeno? And it's got a win, man.
Yeah, man.
It's got a win. So far, Steers is still like
the cheesy
jalapenos.
Oh, definitely. Not even a question. Not even close.
I mean, the fries in general. Just smother them in barbecue sauce.
I am there.
I feel like this hour's gone by so really quick, right?
Yeah. And we had a lot on our program.
Yeah, so many other important things. I feel like we've just been trash talking for like the longest time. Okay, let's maybe round up the last 4 hours of this podcast.
Yes.
And you can tell us about your new obsession.
No, it's not a new obsession. It was like a brief like week or so. Like, you know when you see something on YouTube or somewhere and you're like, that is so stupid. So positively stupid. Let me watch.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Listen,
you know what? I can guarantee you myself and the other millions of YouTube subscribers are all having a check in our spirits right now, identifying with what you're saying.
Dude, that's exactly what happened. So like, I'm watching a video and they recommended, Lilith the Demon. I'm like, okay. It's not like I have like work to do or something, right? So I clicked on it, and I got into this like whirlwind or like this
downward spiral.
Yeah, that or like different
you went
types
down
of
the tube.
Views. And like for me, it's not that I believe it.
Yeah.
It's just that wow, like if people are so creative, maybe it's true.
Did you see the video I tagged you in Instagram?
Which one?
The one with the, you know, it's one of those churches where like the pastor's always casting out demons.
Oh, yeah.
And then they talk. Did you see the video I tagged you in Instagram?
Nah,
you need to go. I probably can't even find it now because you need to see the notification. But you need to see that video. It is, listen, I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
Because, okay, you'll go watch it. You'll share it on your page. People will be able to see it on your page.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
So what was the videos like? Were they naming different types
of
demons?
You know, Lilith. Apparently
Lilith. Lilith.
Yeah, Lilith.
It sounds like such a sweet name.
Oh, wow.
Lilith the demon.
Well, apparently Lilith is like Adam's first wife. So they found a way to
creatively... There's something Genesis didn't tell me.
They found a way to creatively like interpret Genesis to sort of insinuate that Adam had a wife before Eve.
How?
Dude, it is weird. It is so creative.
Yeah.
It is so, like, you know, like how it says, God made the man and woman, right?
Yeah.
And then in only in chapter 2. So like it goes from day 1 to day 7, right? So like on the sixth day, I think God created man, and then it says he created man and woman, right?
Yeah.
And then like in Genesis 2, then it starts saying that then God took his rib and created Eve.
Yeah.
So then they say, ha. So in Genesis 1, they were referring to Eve. Because if God created man
so
and
Adam
woman,
had some hoes before you. So Adam had some hoes
so
before you.
Then therefore, like in Genesis 2, that means that this woman is separate from that woman.
Yeah.
So like, who's this person then?
Okay. But did they not do the same thing with Jesus?
What do you mean?
Like, is it also not like that that he was having a relationship with some woman.
Oh yeah, Mary Magdalene. Apparently in Da Vinci Code, Jesus was like...
Here's the thing about the Bible that I don't... My critique for the writers is that I wish that they introduced spoilers in the days when these people were writing the Bible.
What do you mean?
You know when you begin reading the Gospels?
Yeah.
I wanted to gasp, like... Which one of the 12 were going to betray Jesus?
Oh, wow.
And then when I find out it's Judas, listen, the gospel starts. In the beginning was the word, and Judas is going to become one of the disciples who betray him.
It's like,
and the word was, and it blows really? The story.
Really?
That's why whenever you're reading, you'll find that a lot of times the writers already tell you what's going to happen before the event even happens.
Yeah. When Jesus is like, I destroyed this temple and I'll rebuild it in 3 days.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay, fine.
And then the writers explain that, like,
yeah,
I want you to read that portion, and then when it happened, I'd be like, oh, that's what he meant. You know, like, and sometimes they like Judas, not Iscariot, the one who betrayed Jesus by, you know what I mean? And I'm like, can you give us a chance to figure this stuff out by ourselves?
Yeah, but I think it's necessary, though. Because there are a lot of people who are... No, let me not use that word. I'm trying to be very diplomatic.
Yeah.
Who try to interpret the Bible in the same way that they're interpreting Lilith.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. It's strange.
How did they come? So Adam's side chick was Lilith.
Yes.
And then he married Eve.
And then, yeah. So, and then Lilith apparently became a demon. And then, like, now she's, like, causing havoc. She preys on
whoever wrote that has a very bad experience with side chicks.
Amen.
Because it just sounds like... They're talking from personal experience here. They're like, listen, man, I know that my side chick, once I left her and got married, became a demon. And,
so they, oh, wow.
And her name was probably Lilith. Bruh. And they probably like, let me interpret this thing according to my life.
And apparently, like, even in like Satanism, like Satan is not actually like the top hacho. It's not like the main guy. Apparently, it's like a like some woman person, like who's like, and I'm like, guys, it's called Satanism. It's not called...
Lilithism.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's Lilith, though. But, like, it's like...
I feel like Lilith is getting such a bad rap.
And my thing is, like, you know when the Bible says that Satan is, like, a master, like, liar and stuff?
Yeah.
He's lying to his own followers. Like...
Yeah.
That is weird. And so some Satanists are atheists. They don't believe Satan actually exists.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you're a Satanist. Like... How? Like, how does this work? Like, yeah, but yeah.
I don't know. That's why I'm always saying that belief and theology are married to each other, and oftentimes people only want to date one of them.
Yeah.
And a lot of people with world religion only want to date belief because belief is not something that they're willing to make sense of in their theology. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And so a lot of times you find that like they want to come up with all these ideas and philosophies and that kind of thing, whatever. However, it's just a belief system.
Yep.
You know, it's something you just believed.
Yep.
You know, because you can believe in the wrong thing.
Yep.
You know, that's why I believe doctrine is so important, because it must be written. You know, it is written.
Yeah.
It is written. Yeah. And that kind of thing. So how much of this... So that's how you celebrated your...
No, man. That was a while ago, though. It was like a month ago. But I saw the thing on YouTube when we were preparing, and I was like, this is interesting.
Yeah. Listen, I remember one time going to church, and I don't know if I've told you guys this before, but I remember going to church, and the guest speaker...
It was you went to conference. Church?
I mean, gasp.
Yeah.
The guest, I think it was a youth conference, and we were there on the last day, and the guest speaker who was at this church was one of those, I went to hell, you know, and after his whole story and sound clips and photos and that kind of thing, I ran down to that altar because I was scared as heck.
Yeah.
Dude, listen. You don't tell me you watch a horror movie and you come out, anyone can do an altar call right after.
I think so.
You're just scared into the thing. You know? And then later on, like, people start making jokes and stuff. They're like, so what kind of microphone went down there? Like, you know?
Yeah. Hey, man, I don't know, man. Like, I'm not buying it.
What do you think of testimonies of people who've been to heaven?
I disagree. Like, yeah. I think people who've seen visions. I do believe that because you see it in Isaiah, you see it with John, with Revelations, you see it there. But they, like, scripture says this, and it says this very clearly, that no one has died and went to heaven and come back.
Yeah.
Like that is the truth. Yeah. That is the truth of scripture.
Because one of the shows my mom likes watching is It's Supernatural. And I also like, I mean, it's not really my thing, but I enjoy watching it sometimes because there's like some really powerful people who come on there with testimonies of the supernatural. Yeah. But like one of the things that I'm yet to be won over is that very thing. Like I died and went to heaven. You know,
there was a kid apparently. Have you heard about it? The six-year-old who went to heaven.
Yeah.
You know, like right now he came out saying he's an atheist and he says that no, his dad, his parents forced him to do that. Legit.
Oh my God.
And like, I remember.
I'm not being insensitive. Like, it's just so funny.
Yeah, it is. And then like, I remember hearing what's his face, John MacArthur. And everyone knows I'm not a fan of John MacArthur. I heard him like ripping this kid when immediately after the book came out. He had like doctrinally, he was ripping his story to threads, like using the Bible.
Yeah.
Right. And using the Bible, he was able to show us that, like, this didn't happen. And I remember I was like, bro, you're being too harsh. And it comes out and I'm like, yeah, like, I mean, he was telling
us. Yeah, I don't know if I'd be the person who was going to open up the Bible and try to prove you wrong. Because I'm just kind of thinking about, I'm thinking about some of my own conversion experiences.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where like the Bible talks about the laying on of hands or people praying together, receiving the Holy Spirit. And that's not what I experienced.
Yeah, but thing is with you, there's an example in the Bible of a similar experience, someone experienced a similar thing to you.
So wouldn't you say that John's visions were kind of something similar to what this kid experienced?
However, like with John or with Isaiah, it was not more of, hey, I went to heaven. This is fun. No, legit.
I just wish people could see you the way you're saying it.
It was like, holy crap, I went to heaven. Let's not do that again.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I want to do that again. Yeah. It was like...
I also always believe that the deeper something is revealed to you, the bigger responsibility is now placed on your life. I mean, think about like when John saw those visions.
My guy. Right?
Think about now his responsibility in writing the revelation.
And let me also put it like this, right? With John, it was entirely different because John was writing under, like, he was being pursued and they wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
People, you know, even scholars don't even... Most scholars don't believe that John wrote the Bible, wrote Revelations, precisely because of the ramifications that would have happened if he wrote Revelations. That's how scary how scared he was of his visions, that he was like, even if they kill me, you know, they like John was boiled in oil. right?
Crazy.
Like that's the sort of torture that was going that yeah. I was experiencing, and he was like, "I would experience that again." The thing that I saw was scarier than what that was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the ramifications. That's what we see when you talk about Gideon, when you see Isaiah going talking to an angel, when you see is Mary.
Yeah.
Like, it's not people who are like, "Yo, what's up?"
Yeah.
It's people who are scared.
Yeah.
They literally fall down and they even start worshiping.
Because I also feel like the percentage of people that this happens to, and this is literally me working this out as
yeah.
we're talking, right? But I also feel like the percentage of people that happens to and what they experience during that time, what ramification does it have on humanity?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for example, I think one of the most well-known stories is a story where who is it who dies and then they go to hell and then they see someone on the other side and then they're warning them to live right so that they don't end up where they end up.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
You know the story in the Bible, right?
Yeah.
So the thing for me is, like, when I listen to some of these guys who gone to heaven, they talk about, like, how beautiful the flowers were.
My
and
guy.
How warm
My
it
guy.
Was and how much love they felt. I was like, have you been to Cape Town?
But like, also, think about it this way, right? Like, if you go to heaven, the first thing, the first thing you notice is a flower, you went to heaven. Because God is there.
Yeah.
You know the way the Bible describes people in the throne room of God, where, like, angels are like, just like,
yeah.
Oh my goodness. Like, the first thing you describe when you see, when
yeah.
you go to heaven is not a golden.
Yeah, it's like when you arrive in Cape Town at the airport, the first thing you see is that magnificent mountain.
Yeah.
And then you start noticing the smaller details.
Yeah,
and then
you see the trash can.
Yeah.
Like the street of gold is the trash can.
I get you.
That's like the most underwhelming thing that you'll find in heaven.
I get your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like it's almost like a whole cult movement.
I think so.
Of that kind of thing. I just feel like your life is, they're definitely, you know, the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities.
Yeah.
And so the Bible's not naive or doesn't make us naive
yeah.
that stuff's happening.
Yeah.
I just feel like sometimes we forget that our weapons are against, and that we have weapons and that these are powerful weapons and that the armor is powerful. And it's not so much about what we're fighting in the dark.
Yeah.
There's more in the Bible.
Mm.
During those passages, there's more explanation about what that armor is and what it can be used for instead of explaining what we're fighting.
That's
you know what I mean?
That's amazing.
As a matter of fact, we have a better description of Goliath that David had to go up against
than
what our today's version of Goliath.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's actually more explanation about sexual immorality and drunkenness and gossip and, you know what I mean? Those kind of things have better descriptions there.
Yeah.
Lilith.
Hey,
I didn't say Lillian.
Listen,
man, it is cold.
It is damn cold, bro.
It is, and I promise you, like, right here where we're sitting, it's probably like 20 degrees even colder than what it is outside.
Oh, wow. So
I wanted to tell you,
I thought of a nerdy, like, sound engineering joke.
Okay.
You know, like on like a board when you pad it, like it drops by 20 dBs. When you said, never mind.
I'm glad that the spaces between me wanting to quit this podcast are getting further and further apart, because that's a good sign. However, when this happens, this is not the worst thing. I don't know if you get dry lips.
Yeah, I do.
And I just feel like my hands are always dry.
Man. Yeah, I don't know.
However, winter's my favorite season.
Same here.
Food's great. Clothes are great.
I just hate the work, bruh.
Yeah.
I hate work, bruh.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is, I always, like, I still wake up at the same time.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, yes, if you had to leave the house and go to work now.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, I can chill, like, not, like, change into anything representable.
Yeah, dog. I, like, me, it's 6 o'clock out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really crazy. Hey, man. Yep. That's our week. Hey, when are you getting Meryl to come talk to us?
Yo.
And that's only because...
Yo.
That's only because I am super fanning on Survivor.
Hey, I don't and know, man. I don't know about that.
Come on, man. You gotta hook us up.
Hey, I'll
I feel like
I'll
you know all the great people on podcasting and like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every Deuce connection.
You know, Deuce actually wants me to do another like Christian bit on the amateur.
Yeah, ones. You have to.
Yeah. That, that'll to. Be cool.
Yeah, you have to. You have to go out there. I've kind of seen their stuff online, but man, like the last couple of days have been so crazy. I promise you.
I don't even know.
I only felt like yesterday I finally kicked that flu completely.
Dang.
And now today is just like all that residual mucus that's just like just like holding on for dear life. Yeah. You know. But man, yes, it was just like I feel like it's just the. I think it's because this is the first year in a while that I haven't taken a flu shot.
I haven't taken a flu shot. You know what a flu shot is actually like?
The actual flu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always get sick when I get a flu shot.
When I was traveling once, we had to take like yellow fever shot.
Yeah.
I don't know what other shots. I was sick like for almost a day
and,
after that.
And
just,
apparently
like, throwing
it's
up
mental.
And
like it's like you don't actually get sick. Like if you get a flu shot, you're not supposed to get sick.
My friend told me that if you take, because last year I took a flu shot and somewhere I got like flu symptoms.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, and he's a pharmacist.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the? And he was like, the flu shot doesn't, it's not prevention. It just, it will, so you don't get it to the degree that you would have gotten it.
Yeah, also, yeah. Because also, like, the other reason, I'm not a doctor, but like, the other reason, like it doesn't totally prevent it. It's a flu is a virus, right? So like there are different strands of it, and that's why it's so dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you cure this one, and it mutates, and it's another thing, right?
Yeah.
So when you're getting a flu shot, you're only getting like the prevention of that strand. If you get another strand of flu, you're not preventing that strand.
I find that the one thing that I'm bad at is drinking water in winter.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, you're not...
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold and you're not obviously perspiring as much as... So I think in summer, it's easy to keep up, like, your quota of water for the day.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I start slacking on that, that's when I'm more susceptible to, like,
flu
and picking
stuff
up
and
that kind of thing. Anyway, my friend, it was nice hanging out and chatting to you.
Yes.
How is the one who cannot be named on the podcast doing?
She's well, man. She's dope.
Okay.
She's really cool. I was gloating at her because I got the morning off. And then, like, I finished my work quickly. So, like, by 3, I was out.
Don't you prefer getting the afternoon off instead of the morning?
Thing is, I wasn't actually supposed to work today.
Okay.
Because the morning, I was supposed to get the morning off because I worked. Like, I finished all my work.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon, after 12, I have what they call admin day. That they give us 4 hours in a month. Can you imagine? They're so generous. They give you 4 hours in a month for you to sort out your life and everything. So like, but then there was a deadline, so my manager asked if I could work through it. So I did, and but then I finished. I finished on time.
Yeah.
I finished like way before I should have.
Okay. Anyway, well, you're looking good, and today is Wednesday. Yeah. So enjoy the rest of your week and we'll catch up again. Just a reminder, guys, if you want to follow us, you can do that
on iTunes, Google Podcasts, not in South Africa.
Check out my playlist.
Hey, man.
Playlists.
SoundCloud. SoundCloud is your best bit. But anyway, guys, Spotify, Breaker, Stitcher. Anyway.
Wherever you're listening to the podcast, please remember to hit the share button.
Yes.
Remember to rate
five
us.
Stars.
And remember to subscribe, whichever platform you're listening to. We really appreciate that. I always say that it is, besides sending us cash, subscribe.
And also, like, if you guys want us to talk about certain things, like, hey, man.
Yeah, let us know, even if you just want our opinion.
Yeah.
On some, I mean, in this episode, we've given music advice, medical advice.
To all the ladies who got ignored by Fadio, right?
Our show is sponsored by TaylorMade Designs. If you guys would like them to pump your business, remember to hit them up. hello@taylormadedesigns.co.za. Follow their CEO and founder, Angela St. Truth. You can follow her at just Ange 30.
Taylor. Her name is Taylor.
Yeah, but her Twitter handle.
Okay.
If you contact her. Oh, I see.
Yes.
Did I see her Twitter handle?
No, I don't know.
Okay, well, her Twitter handle is just Ange30.
Yes.
And
who knows why?
You can contact Taylor.
Yes.
At TaylorMade Designs.
Yes.
Taylor at TaylorMade Designs. Taylor's going to hook you up. Best in the business, best in the country. Has worked for a lot of great people, and we're so thankful for helping us with our branding and with our show. Anyway, y'all, that's our show for this week. Remember, the show is called It's Whatever.